Sue Tipton tipped the scales in the world of white wines. Tipton didn't even start her winemaking journey until she was 50 years old. And 10 years later, she's an industry star in the world of white wines. That's all she produces. And her focus might partially explain why her Viognier was awarded best in the state of California at the 2016 California State Fair, and her Grenache Blanc won best in class at the Sunset Magazine International Wine Competition. Come along and join Sue Tipton at her Ocampo, California winery and tasting room in the Lodi Appellation as she shares her absolute passion for white wines. Tipton is so passionate about her whites that her website address is whitewines.com, in addition to her formal web address, aquiesvineyards.com.
My name is Susan Tipton, and we're at Acquiesce Winery in Ocampo, California, just outside of Lodi.
So, Susan, you finally acquiesced in life, didn't you?
I sure did. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely vineyard. Our home is in the middle of our vineyard, and now for the last 5 years we've got a tasting room, and so we get people from all over the U.S. and the world to come visit.
What I find fascinating is you meet most people and their granddad had farmed this land and they grew up in an ag world. You did not. You've grown up in Chicago and a different world, and then decided at what, 50 years old to make a break?
Yes. So we bought a home in a vineyard and we started making wine as home winemakers. Just fell in love with the process and every year wanted to try something new and different. A few years into it, I fell in love with a white Chateauneuf du Pape wine and decided to plant the varietals here in Lodi. We were thrilled with the way it turned out, and so I wanted to plant more varietals. So as a result, we now have a tasting room and we're sharing our wine.
That's so incredible. Because you weren't even a home winemaker 20 years ago. You were not even on that radar. And the incredible thing is the reception and the awards and the acknowledgement that you have received for making white wines. That's absolutely incredible.
Well, I think it speaks to the fact that this was done out of love. Mm-hmm. It wasn't done for those reasons. And that's what surprises me the most today, is how accepted our wines are and loved. We have a couple hundred people on a wait list just to join our wine club.
A wait list for the wait list.
Right. It just totally surprises me. And we're thrilled, just thrilled with it.
I want you to share some of the accolades, which are incredible that you have received.
Well, this year we just won Best Viognier in California at the California State Fair. Mm-hmm. We just won Best in Class for our Grenache Blanc in Sunset Magazine's International Wine Competition. Most of our wines don't even make it to the competitions because they're sold out before the competitions even happen. But every year we've won at least a Best of Class or a Gold since we opened 5 years ago. So that's been great. And our wines are unusual, too. So when you have unusual wines, sometimes you don't really fit into a slot in a competition. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that they're unusual wines and they're winning has been overwhelmingly great.
Another fascinating dimension is you wanted to do just whites, just white wines. And you were told by left and right, oh, honey, you can't do that. You have to have at least one or two reds on your list, and you ignored the advice, and?
Well, we just kept going with the whites. I told the well-meaning people that told me you're going to need a red in order to be successful. I said, well, I'll just drink the whites if I don't sell them, and the first year we sold out, and then every year since we've been selling out of wine. I wanted to focus on them. I always felt that the whites were kind of second-class citizens in the tasting rooms. Whites are harder to make than reds, and most people don't realize that. I remember on a trip to Chateauneuf du Pape, France, that the whites were more expensive on the list. I asked the winemaker why, and he said, well, you should know they're harder to make. So even though reds tend to get the higher points and the more notoriety, I just read an article today that the whites are second-class citizens in the point systems even. Yeah. The reds take on the higher points. Even if it's good white, they never get above 92. So, but it's been just a labor of love. So just doing it out of the love of it. And sometimes now that I'm 60, have some really long days out here in the winery. Mm-hmm. But when I sit back with a glass of cold white, I realize this is why I'm doing it. So.
Do you think it's because whites are generally more delicate, more nuanced, and more refined in some ways, and therefore you can't mask and hide flaws?
Yes, I totally think so. When the wines are going through fermentation, we have stainless steel tanks that are chilled to 55 degrees. So when you add yeast to ferment the wines, it creates heat. And so you have to keep them chilled. And I actually babysit them every day. I check them every day to make sure that the Brix levels are dropping just the way I want them to. And I think if you're not a patient person, maybe if you haven't been a mother and don't know how to mother something, you would lose patience with that. It's fun to press the grapes, it's fun to harvest, but the day-to-day work that goes on behind the scenes is very important to get the end product that I'm looking for.
So you came in as a total amateur home winemaker. What was that process of becoming a professional? Did you bring in a winemaker to teach you?
Yes. So when I decided to do this, I'm not totally crazy. I knew that I didn't have the background in winemaking. We knew we were making some good wines, but I wanted them to be the best. I wanted them to be world-class and professional. So I hired a consultant that had, at the time, 30 years in the industry. She was one of the founding winemakers of Opus One Winery, Heather Pyle Lucas.
Oh, yeah, I was with her the other day.
Oh, you were? Oh,
she's awesome.
Isn't she great?
Yeah.
She's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so we've been friends ever since, and she's been my mentor. We've been to France together. And basically, over the last several years, she's still consulting for me, but mainly in the vineyard. I've got the winemaking process down, but it's all about the very, very best grapes. And so I listen to her advice as far as how the vineyard progresses during the year.
So I guess the big question is, wow, what if you had figured this out and started this when you were 40? Or 30. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the one really interesting thing about winemaking is you only get one shot of it every year. So I look at each year of winemaking as a year of my life. Mm-hmm. And so when you think of how long you're going to live, I think of it in vintages.
Right.
And so I don't regret starting as late as I did because for me this is a lot of fun and I'm having fun. I raised three boys that are on their own and so I have the freedom now to do what it is that I want
to
do.
So meant to be.
Yes, yes, totally.
How cool. So if somebody wanted to learn more about you and your winery, you have a website, I'm sure.
Yes, so whitewinewinery.com or Acquiesce Vineyards, but yes, White Winery.
And there are probably quite a few people today that are really pissed at you because you snagged that website.
Yes, and also just an FYI, we do sell out of wine every year, so I have some disgruntled people at my tasting room door in December and January, but we just replanted a Zinfandel vineyard, so we're going to have some more whites, and we hope after next year we'll be open year-round. And my name is Sue Tipton, Acquiesce Winery.
Sue, thank you so much for visiting. I'm so glad that I came out and met you and had a taste of your awesome wine.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Lodi, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdale, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansas Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR.